Well, Orla, looking ahead to the new season, on a different front for Derry City Football Club, you'll be playing your home matches, of course, at McGinn Park. You're coming to an Inishowen, and I suppose, first of all, how has it been over the last couple of months when it was confirmed that, you will be in Buncrana at McGinn Park? What's the reaction been like from fans around the city, and I suppose in particular as well, around Inishowen?
I think at the start it was definitely a bit of a blow to people, not for any reason that, you know, we were going to Donegal, but just, you know, we've always played our games in Derry and that's what people are used to. But as it sort of settled in, I think now, if anything, it was nearly a better move for us, just because it sort of got people excited again about going to the matches, you know, people that hadn't been in a long time. And, you know, McGinn Park's a wonderful ground and the atmosphere, and it's going to be incredible. And not only that then, but we've had a lot of interest from people from the people of Inishowen as well, which has been great. You know, a lot of people from Buncrana that have bought season tickets, which we wouldn't have had as many of last year. And even being down in Buncrana, you know, when we're down for meetings and that, the people of the town are really excited about us coming, and they're asking us where we can get our tickets and when our games are. And, you know, so it's definitely been a lot of excitement around, you know, here in the office and the club and with our Derry fans, but equally with the Inishowen people. So it's going to be good for us, I think, and hopefully we'll have some fans that come back to the Brandywell with us next year.
Yeah, because Derry has always had a strong and a shown fan base through the years, and I suppose this is only going to strengthen it.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, and a lot of our players from all over the years have come from Inishowen, like the likes of Gareth McGlynn and that, and, you know, Mark Farn, and even now we've got a lot of our younger players from Inishowen. So it's great to have, you know, that connection with the people of Inishowen, and hopefully, you know, they'll adopt Derry as their team, and come and see us in the Brandywell and come and see us in McGinn as well. It's going to be, you know, it's just as much their home as it is going to be ours for the next season. So, you know, I'm hoping that that'll definitely strengthen the bond between the people of Derry and Inishowen.
Have you had to do much PR on the ground in the area, Orla?
To be honest, not really. Yeah, when we definitely, you know, with our own home fans, just letting them know, you know, the changes in that. When we got down to Buncrana, we were surprised when we were going into businesses and stuff how much they knew, and how excited they were. So I think, you know, now we're going to have to let, you know, the people of Inishowen know what the Derry people already know, where to get our tickets, and, you know, how a match night runs for us, really, and things like that. So that's basically, you know, what we're hoping to achieve today as well. That, you know, you can purchase tickets online and you can purchase tickets from any of our outlets listed on the website in Derry, and we're going to have outlets in Buncrana as well. O'Flaherty's Bar and the Lunchbox in Buncrana are going to be selling tickets for us on a match night. So, you know, that'll be good for us as well, and it'd be handier for the people of Inishowen when they're buying their ticket that they don't have to come into Derry. Or you can buy it at the ground on a match night itself. But just to save yourself a bit of hassle, it's always better to buy it beforehand.
So more details are available on the website, derrycityfc.net. But what's the process of, or the format rather, of match day, Orla?
So basically, for a fan on a match night, it's usually a quarter day kickoff. Now, I know we've got some games that'll be on a Saturday and some games will be on a Sunday and a Monday. But generally, it's a Friday night and it's a quarter day kickoff. And it's good to be there usually around 7:15, especially because, you know, you're going to have to get parked, especially, you know, in Buncrana, which is going to be a wee bit more difficult. And then the ground itself, because it's a smaller ground, you're going to want a better spot to stand. So I would advise anyone to get there earlier just to avoid any sort of disappointment or delays.
And I suppose, Arlo, one of the standout fixtures for this game is obviously going to be the North West Derby against Van Harps. You're coming to play your matches in Donegal against Donegal's only senior club. There's always a bit of an edge and a bit of a bite to them, but it's going to be more so in Buncrana, do you think?
Oh, definitely. You know, we're going to be playing Finn Harps twice at home this season, which is great because it's always a massive game for both clubs to hold. And the rivalry is a good thing, I think. You know, it gets the fans out and it gets the people out, and it that bit of competitiveness between the two clubs is great to have for both clubs. But it would be lovely just to beat them in their own backyard, I think. So it's definitely going to be an exciting game, you know, with us playing in Donegal, and as you say, it's their county, but it's our home ground. So
some might suggest it's three home games for Fun Harps.
Three home games for Fun Harps. Hopefully, we'll beat them in all three. But but no, it is good. And like over Christmas, there, you know, we were selling stock in the city centre. We had a family from Buncrana come and buy three home jerseys for us, Derry City home jerseys, for the three sons. And the father was a Finn Harps supporter, so he wasn't too happy, but the mother had said they'll be playing in Buncrana, so that's who they'll be supporting.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, and listen, ahead of the game, Derry have had to make a lot of changes to McGinn Park to bring it up to standard to play League of Ireland football, and have they?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of minor changes, and then some obviously bigger changes, but changes that the fans will see will be things like, you know, there's been nearly 300 seats put in under the stand in McGinn Park, so there will be seated tickets, but they'll be season ticket holders only that can purchase those, and, you know, just a few upgrades in and around the ground just to make it a bit, you know, just to heighten basically the match night experience, and we'll have chip shops there on the night and tuck shops, and we'll even have our own club shop down there as well. So just trying to recreate what we have in the Brandywell down in McGinn Park.
Just finally then, Orla, it's always exciting looking into a new season, and there's more excitement, I suppose, added with this move to Buncrana for the 2017 campaign. Everyone around Derry, those the backroom staff and obviously people who are working behind the scenes in Derry, are they all excited about this, are they?
They are. They really are, especially our manager. He absolutely loves McGinn Park. He loves the ground itself, and the backroom staff love it too, and the players love it to play on, so they're all happy about it, and we're just hoping that this year that we'll have as much success as we had last season in the Brandywell, out of the Brandywell. So fingers crossed.
Yeah. Just one other thing, pre-season hasn't gone too bad for Derry ahead of the campaign.
It's gone really, really well. You know, I know Kenny was saying during the week there that he's, you know, he's got a strong squad, and he's happy with the people that he has. And, you know, we've got a lot of local lads, both from Derry and Donegal, more so than any other team in the League of Ireland, which is, it's a credit to Kenny, and it's a credit to the players themselves. We have a very young squad, but a homegrown one at that. So I'm really hoping that everything goes well for them this season.